I would focus your attention on the right-hand side. This is our adoption curve. This is the number of tests that are being done on a regular basis. So this is quarter by quarter by quarter. 15 months ago, when we introduced our new device to the marketplace, we did 200 tests during the first quarter. This quarter, we're going to report breaking 14,000 tests in the quarter. We expect that to continue to grow at a substantial rate. These are the number of tests that are being done by patients in hospitals. Let me walk you through our SaaS model very quickly. This is, for us, this is an exciting time because we've transitioned from a capital-intensive business into this new SaaS model with our new device. So the dark bar on the top there is our contracted revenue pipeline. Since the introduction of SOZO, we've now signed more than $10 million in contracts. The annual recurring revenue will close the quarter. We estimate it at just over $3.5 million. And what that means is we're walking into next year, so in 2 weeks when the new fiscal year starts, with $4 million in guaranteed contracts. So what we sold this year, we already have guaranteed contracts for next year. So what we need to do is build on top of that. Now, I can tell you this. We now gave guidance for the first time because we're very confident that we've now crossed over that business from capital into this new SaaS model with more than 50% of our business. You'll notice for the first time our guidance for next fiscal year. You can see our contracted revenue pipeline will grow 140% to $21 million. Our annual recurring revenue will grow 145% to $8 million. And our reported revenue will grow to $8.5 million, up 115%. And we're continuing to see our gross margins improve very nicely. We're expecting those at 77%. Understand that's with all of our capital business and the transition through that. And the SaaS model itself, that business is 90 plus gross margin points. So we're seeing a nice pickup across the board. Let me draw your attention. We show the low, the guidance, and the high range there. We picked the midpoint there based on our historical records of being able to sell the product. So if you look at the growth drivers on the right-hand side there, growth drivers on the top get us to the corporate guidance, getting us to the high range are listed across the bottom. Let me cover a couple of those quickly. So we're going to aggressively pursue preventing lymphedema. The trial results that just were published in the Annals of Surgical Oncology shows that our device can reduce lymphedema by 95%. It's a $7 billion issue in the United States, just treating lymphedema after your cancer diagnosis. So what we're also doing is we're targeting new customers, we're expanding in existing customers, and we're going to continue to drive adoption of our product with a staff of nurses who are going in and training hospitals how to use our technology. We're going to expand the number of indications. So last year we received bilateral lymphedema. Now, unilateral lymphedema is one arm or one leg that's affected by your cancer treatment. There's also bilateral, which will affect both arms or both legs, depending on your cancer treatment. And one out of every three cancer survivors will develop lymphedema in their lifetime. So with our technology, we can eradicate that. And the good news is, across the board, those indications, every time they take a new indication, moving from unilateral to bilateral, we do an upcharge on our software. It's very low. All we have to do is turn a switch, and the new software kicks in. We're also significantly reducing our billing to sell cycle, or our sell to billing cycle, excuse me, by 70% with our new software package. So that should also help drive revenue. And then there's a number of publications coming out showing that our technology can significantly reduce healthcare costs while substantially improving outcomes. We're very confident in the midpoint range. Again, we're going to walk in with $4 million of contracted revenue already. Our average contracts are just over 3 years. And then we're going to see, and if we just do what we did this year, we'll hit the low end. And if the clinical trial does anything like it's currently doing in the last 6 weeks, we're confident that we will hit our $8.5 million for next year, so up 115%. We've always said the really growth accelerator for this business is going to be the fact that if we can get into the cancer guidelines in the U.S., and we have a very strong initiative to do that. We're making a submission here in the next couple of weeks. And that will be a submission that will be in conjunction with a number of leading institutions, cancer institutions in the U.S., and the world's largest lymphedema patient support group. And then private payers, that's really the key. There's more than 800 private payers in the United States. Currently, we have a reimbursement code, but they don't honor that code at this point because they're waiting for a randomized control trial, of which we just completed. So we're feeling that we have a very good shot at that this year. talked earlier about the fact that we have made that crossover in the business. You'll see the gray bars on the left. That's our capital equipment business as it starts to go down, and our SaaS model as it starts to pick up. Our older business was that they would buy a piece of capital equipment, and they may or may not buy electrodes. The new one is we place a piece of capital equipment in their facilities, and they pay us a monthly fee whether they use the technology or not. Average contract length, like I said, is 3 years, and the first year is guaranteed to us. Our churn rate, since we've introduced it, is 0.5%. So we're having a technology that people are very, very pleased with, and we're seeing, again, you saw the uptick in the number of patients being tested. On the right-hand side, we have had flat revenue for the last couple of years because we've made this transition, and now that we're through that transition, we feel confident that we'll start to see a regular pickup in revenue.